She's a woman behind the popular Irish budgeting account on social media. She's got hundreds of thousands of followers. Kaz Mooney is the budget queen, I would say, right? Home budgeting queen joins me now. Hi, Kaz.
Hi, lovely to see you.
How are you? Good to see you. I would say the home budget queen.
Yeah.
I had a good dive into your... I follow you anyway. We follow each other. Good to see you. And you've got great advice. So what do you have a number of children, don't you?
I do. For my sons, I've three.
You've three kids, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I always think people with kids really know what they're talking about when it comes to budgeting, right? Because you have to.
You have to.
So the grocery shop can be a real shocker lately.
Yeah.
Can't it?
And I have teenagers and toddlers.
The fridge is never closed.
So I'm used to every age group and all their different wants and needs with the fridge.
Yeah.
It's a big shocker. It's just going up and up at the moment. It seems to be like crazy.
And are people DMing you stuff constantly about the price of stuff and saying they're really quite shocked at what they're seeing?
Yeah, I mean, the budgets seem to vary so much in how much people are spending every week in their food shop. Yeah.
And when you drill into that for me a minute, what do you mean they vary? So some people have 20 euros, some people have 400 euros. Is that what you're saying?
More on the upper end.
Wow.
At the moment. Like
that they have to spend.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So like I shared that it costs 125 a week for us and our family to feed. And there's five in our family.
Any pets?
Pardon?
Any pets?
Yes, we've pets, but that's a separate budget.
Oh, I love that. Clever.
Yeah,
okay.
We have a delicate stomached dog, so we have to go to the vet for him. He's bougie.
Hold on, budget woman has a bougie dog. I have a bougie dog. My dog eats ostrich. We keep going.
Wow, don't tell my one.
No, sorry. So budget for bougie dog is separate.
Yes,
okay, fair enough.
Yes, yeah. Separate for him. So for medical reasons, he has to go to the vet. But no, the cat is still in our budget. Cleaning supplies, toiletries.
Sorry, cleaning supplies is in that 125 budget for the week.
Yeah. It has to be. We have to keep that budget so that we can work towards our goals.
For 125 euro, you're feeding your family, cleaning your home.
Yeah.
I'm feeding the cat.
Yeah, and the toiletries as well.
And the toiletries. Okay. Yeah. So, but your aim is to show people that that's achievable, right?
Yes.
That's why you started the Instagram.
That's very achievable.
Well,
it is for us anyway. Obviously, if you've dietary requirements, you might want to up that budget a little bit more. I'm very aware that we luckily don't at the moment have any dietary requirements.
Okay, well, let's park that. And that's a good tick box for terms and conditions. Because that's a separate thing, right?
Yeah.
If you have dietary requirements, then the rules are kind of off. We accept that. But for a family who doesn't have any issues, right?
Yeah.
How do you do that? First of all, you're saying planning, okay? Planning,
yeah.
125 for five people is blown my mind.
So before I even go into the shop, I start to think about what I'm going to get in the shop. So the first thing I do is I'm obviously going to be writing my shopping list and I'm going to meal plan. I don't really like to sign a day per meal. I think that you can go wrong quite easily there because I don't know how many times I've gotten to about 2-3 o'clock
and
thought,
no.
I cannot stand the idea of chili con carne right now. I need something else. Or the day has got busy. So instead, I plan 7 meals for the week, maybe even 8 so that I have one I can pop in the freezer for another week. And some of those meals, at least half of them, will be quick and easy, whether they are frozen ahead so that I can then defrost them and heat up in a slow cooker, or they might be stir fries, carbonaras, things that I don't really need to think too much about, can throw together in about 15-20 minutes.
Yeah, which is what you need, right?
You do.
For a busy house.
That's when you would have normally gone and looked to go get a takeaway. Or start thinking about running to the shop again and grabbing something quicker. And each time you're going down that route, you're going to spend more and more. So instead, plan ahead. You know those days are coming. Everybody has a busy week nowadays.
You've said something that I've never joined the dot on, which is I don't like getting up in the morning, defrosting a turkey breast and going, that's dinner tonight. Because nothing, it means nothing exciting is going to happen in my day. You're right. If you have an option, then you can change your mind.
Yeah.
That's quite
exactly.
Simple.
And I usually stick it in the fridge because if you don't have it that next day, you can wait another day. You'll get at least 2 days out of that.
So how do you stick to your budget?
So before I go into the shop, I decide how much I'm going to spend. So now I'm on a budget of 125. So I know that's my budget no matter what for the food shop. Now, some weeks I might spend a little less and it can add into next week's budget. But in the month, it's 125 a week. And something that I found really helpful for me, especially when I first started, is to go in with cash rather than card.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it was a game changer for me because I needed to know before I got to the till then how much it was going to cost.
Because that's all you had.
Yeah, that's all you have. You don't want to be putting stuff back.
That's not fun.
No.
Yeah. No. It's happened to us all and it's not the crack.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. And nowadays, a lot of people are doing that anyway.
Cash. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. You'll see people calculating going around, especially when there's vouchers and things involved as well. So it's very normal nowadays to calculate your food shop as you go around. So I've list in one hand, phone in the other, and I'm calculating as I go around.
And what about, what's this cash stuffing you've invented? It sounds like you hide your money in a chicken.
I wouldn't say I've invented it, but I definitely have completely adopted it.
What is it?
So it's where I essentially use a small wallet, and in the wallet is envelopes, and in the envelopes I'm
looking at it.
Yes.
It's a file of different money. That's your
so
food.
So I put cash, yeah. So I have different categories. So I have food, diesel, personal, all the different categories that are in my budget. And instead of carrying around your debit card, you just pull from it. So it means you make the decision before you leave the house.
Right.
Now, if you're not willing to try this method completely and it seems completely alien, you can do the exact same thing with virtual envelopes as well.
Yeah.
So you can create your different virtual envelopes in your bank account, whichever bank account, nearly all of them do it at this stage. And you then can create your different categories, name them. So you again have your food, your personal, your...
So that's hard, but I just don't carry cash anymore.
Yeah.
And you're saying if you're budgeting, that's what you need to do.
Well, it's just such a great tool if you want to pull back the spending and remember the value of money.
Yeah.
Because I think nowadays it's gotten to a stage where we've forgotten what money...
So categories and cash... And appropriate the amount that you can spend on that per week. Mm-hmm. What are your other tips for sticking to those budgets?
Another thing I do is look in the cupboards, see what you already have, make sure that you're not buying endless chopped tomatoes, and also see what needs using. So say, for example, you've some sad looking onions there, you know you need to use them up in some dishes. Going into next week, food waste and budgeting
go hand in hand.
Go hand in hand. Like, we waste so much food in this country.
Yeah.
So I'm a big believer into adding that into your budget as well. Another thing I like to do is to create my own sauces. That's a great way of saving money as well. Buy less jars. You know what's in the food, and it costs you so much less once you've bought the bases of those sauces.
Which is a passata or a tin tomato or whatever
you're starting. Yeah, or flour and butter and milk to create your roux, to create all your different sauces that way.
Are you a chef?
No.
And so what got you really into this? Like, because you are really into it, right?
I am. Yeah. So it was necessity. So I started sharing on social media when we went from two incomes down to one. And I was just sharing our journey. But I also was sharing what we'd previously done. So we went on a complete low spend year. And that was to help save the deposit for our house.
Low spend year, but mm-hmm. you also love it. You're a big no spend day. You love that. They're very hard but to stick to it.
Yeah. So I'm a big believer in setting a few complete no spend days. So the only thing that doesn't count is your direct debits.
OK, of course.
So, that's where you don't spend any money at all yourself.
And direct debits should come out at the beginning of the month.
Yeah. Ideally, if you get paid monthly, it's great to set up all your bills. You can often move your bills to right when you get paid. So then that means that headache is gone.
How many non-spending days a month do you recommend? Ask for a friend.
So if you have a month where you're really trying to save, I like to go for about half the days. But for just your average month, try and go even for five. It makes such a difference.
Even
that's
just for
one
five,
a week.
Five non-spend days.
Listen, one day a week.
What's your Instagram handle? Let's remind people they can find you on...
at Irish Budgeting on all socials.
And it has loads of great tips.
Thank you.
Kaz Mooney, I can't wait to talk to you again. I've literally written everything down.